Ahead of the May budget, Treasurer Scott Morrison has announced funding cuts will hit universities across Australia. This announcement follows attempts to cut funding to primary, secondary, and tertiary schools in recent years. The cuts are expected to drive up fees for students and force graduates to pay back their loans faster. Kevin Suarez has more.
The federal budget is due to be unveiled next week. This morning, Treasurer Scott Morrison spoke about what we can expect to see. It's been predicted one of the losers in this year's budget is the university sector, who are set to face funding cuts. Right now, education funding has outpaced the cost of educating students, and due to this, funding cuts and hikes in student fees could be on the table. Federal Treasurer Scott Morrison.
And the figures that have been released by the Education Minister today is that funding growth has been at 15%, but costs have been growing at 9.5%, and there's the effective profit equivalent of 6% for these institutions, but for businesses at large, it's less than 1%. So I think those three figures tell you something about the capacity, I think, for the sector to deliver better value, even better value, for the students.
An attack on education funding is just one of the issues facing today's youth. Katie Aitchison, CEO of Youth Action, says the coalition government is ignoring youth issues. She says that the cuts to university funding is an easy target.
I think the government is looking really hard and wide to find some budget cuts. And what we've seen in the last couple budgets from this government is that they often target young people and look where they can sort of make some money off the little things. And cutting money to universities is really ridiculous at this point in time because we know in Australia our economy is really dependent on the knowledge sector. And so cutting investment in the knowledge sector right now is a really bad move for Australia.
Senior Lecturer of Accounting at UTS, Dr. David Bond, says that university education provides a broader economic benefit to Australian society, and while he agrees with some individual debt for education, he thinks it should remain heavily subsidised.
So I think there is certainly benefits and broader benefits to society from an educated workforce. Now, yes, there are sort of individual and personal gains which are captured from that. So I think there is a reason for students to have to, you know, pay fees. But I think they should be subsidised because I think there is a public benefit which comes from what universities do. So I would hate to see a point where students are having to pay the entire amount or, you know, a very substantial portion of what the cost of educating is, because society in Australia does benefit from having a workforce which is educated.
Katie Aitchison says that if the proposed funding cuts went ahead, it would cause significant changes in the student body and their finances.
Well, what it would mean is that the universities would have to find that money from somewhere else, and the most obvious place would be increasing the fees. So at the moment, higher education cost is estimated to be about $7.2 billion. So we're going to see that increase. We know that jobs are really hard to find, and so it takes about 4.7 years to find full-time employment once you've left university. So what's happening is young people are leaving university with really high debts, and then it takes them quite a while to find a job, and those debts just keep on accumulating and accumulating. And what this government is looking at doing now is adding to that debt. And so young people are going to be really disproportionately affected by this budget cut, and it's going to be quite bad, particularly for the most disadvantaged young people. We're going to see a lot of disadvantaged young people not going to university because they just can't afford the debt.
Following last year's Gonski report, this is the second time in a row that funding cuts have been considered to the tertiary sector. Katie believes that the coalition is not catering to a youth vote.
Because older people tend to vote one particular way, Parliament spends a lot of time talking about ageing issues or older populations and superannuation and things that the older population is more concerned about. But we're not seeing the government talk about things like youth mental health or the rising unemployment rate. Youth unemployment is double that of the older population. And we're not seeing the government really take initiatives to try to put young Australians in a better position. They're really targeting older Australians at the moment. And I think it's just time for a shift. We just need young Australians to kind of stand up and say, hey, I'm actually really important to the solutions to the issues that we have now, and I'm also really important to the future of this country. You should probably be listening to me.
That's Katie Atchison, CEO of Youth Action, ending that report by Kevin Suarez.